Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And you'll get the podcast. If anything in the program you missed, you can go back and listen to it later on today. You can share it and do whatever you want to. It's the Odyssey app. So yesterday, Boulder, Colorado, everything started to unfold in the afternoon when a wacky, crazy guy decided to do his own protest, because you had pro-Jewish people up there doing their protest or doing their support for Jewish.
I guess it's a thing that they do every weekend. It's called Run for Your Life.
Yeah.
And it's just to try to raise awareness for the hostages that still remain.
Mm-hmm, which is a good cause, from what I could tell. You got a guy that opposed it, though. The guy walks in there. He's pretty crazy, I guess. And he starts to throw Molotov cocktails at the crowd, burning some people. And all of a sudden, this thing just exploded on the news, on social media, and everywhere. And I think, what, 8 people now that were burned?
Yeah, the oldest victim's 88 years old.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right, let me start with the news story as it unfolded yesterday.
8 people have been injured in what authorities are calling a targeted terror attack on a group gathering to raise awareness for Israeli hostages in Gaza. A suspect yelled "Free Palestine" before flames hit that group. The suspect has been identified now as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Soleiman, an Egyptian national. He was taken into custody. Witnesses say he was throwing Molotov cocktails at a small crowd of demonstrators. The FBI now calling the attack a needless act of violence, which follows recent attacks against Jewish Americans.
I saw this morning where the guy's being held on $10 million bond. I'm surprised he has a bond at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess maybe if there's no death, that's
a
part of it. I don't know how that works either. But there's a guy yesterday, and he was talking. Now, I don't go to Boulder very often. Do you?
No, only for CU games.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy that was on one of the feeds yesterday, and he was talking about how Boulder has really changed from what it used to be. You know, when I think of Boulder, I think of I don't know, maybe Birkenstocks and tree hugging and, you know, things.
I just think of the college, you know, like to me, it's just a college town.
Yeah, for the most part. But the guy yesterday went viral because he was describing how Boulder has changed lately.
It's different. Boulder has changed. Pearl Street has changed. And, you know, there's things, I see stuff all the time and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, now there's like security guards in front of the bathrooms so people don't smoke meth in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
You know, that's the truth. It's out there. It's dirtier than it used to be. It's not as safe as it used to be, but you don't expect to see it at that level.
Wow. What the hell is going on in Boulder? It's caught up with the rest of the city, hasn't it? It sure appears that way, right?
Yeah.
All right. There's not a lot that we can say that changes what happened yesterday. Awful. It's just an awful situation. You got people doing their, you know, expressing their, you know, right to do, which is out there in Pearl Street doing their, you know, to get noticed. And then you got this wacko guy. Obviously, he's crazy. He's nuts. And he goes out there and he injures a lot of people. Fortunately, nobody died. That's the good news, okay?
Because there are people in critical condition with burns all over their bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, just a horrible situation, right?
National news, world news yesterday. Boulder, Colorado, for the wrong reason, for the exact wrong reason. All right, there you go. That's the latest update from what happened in Boulder yesterday. And I guess the guy will be in court sometime later on today. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Making myself a note, I got to pick up Frog at Bicycle Camp. We're back at it.
Oh, yeah, season Bicycle two. Camp. Good luck.
It's season two.
Season two.
Yeah, I'm a little, I don't know. You should pick it up in season one. Should you? Yeah, kind of. I don't know when I started riding a bike. I don't know what age I was, but I got a feeling I was younger than seven.
Well,
I don't remember.
I know somebody that has one that can balance pretty well and do really well at three. And that's Carson's daughter. You should show him that video.
Yeah.
Shame that child.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want him to see it. We're back at bicycle camp today.
Oh, no.
Oh, and it's very, very inexpensive. Only like $500.
Nice. How many lessons is it?
I think it's all week long. Three hours a day.
Isn't that adventure camp? Because my kid went to, he loved it. It was called like adventure camp.
Yeah.
And one day was like bicycling. The next day was kayaking.
No.
And then they had hiking.
No.
No,
this
all
is wall-to-wall bicycle.
Wall-to-wall bike? Oh, God, he's going to hate it.
You've got 15 hours of bicycle.
Wow.
Hopefully you can pick it up. And remember, this is season two. And it's not even one.
He's going every day to ride a bike?
Yeah, every day to learn how to ride a bike. Yeah.
That sounds miserable. Especially today is going to be 83 degrees.
He's not looking forward to it. Yeah, in a paid parking lot, too, in the church.
Right?
Yeah, so it's going to be a scorcher.
You won't learn to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah. It's from 9 till noon today. Then we did it last year, and he did learn how to ride. I mean, by the, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday of the week, he was actually doing pretty darn good. But he's so afraid of wrecking. And then he just quit after the camp and just forgot all about it. Doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So we're back at it again.
He's going to scrape a knee, and he's never going to want to get on it again.
It's going to be traumatic.
I'm going to go into this very optimistic, Jamie.
Okay.
I got a feeling we'll be doing bicycle tricks by the end of the week.
All right.
Yeah, little half pipes.
Yeah.
Whatever they call them.
Yeah. He's going to be like big man, little bike. That always cracks me up when there's grown men on those little bikes doing those tricks.
The BMX bikes?
Yeah.
I got the bike out yesterday, pumped up the tires.
Nice.
Sprayed it with WD-40 just to loosen up the chains.
Yeah.
So there's no resistance there. Up. Dad doing his thing. Mm. Come on, son, you can do this.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's over the corner crying like crazy.
Oh, he's
I don't want to do this. I don't want to go.
Really?
Well, almost crying.
Oh,
he's not eager.
Well, this doesn't sound fun at all, and you guys are forcing him to go for 5 days?
You got to ride that bike. We bought the bike. You got to ride that bike.
Oh, my God.
16th Street Mall had that big kickoff for summer.
Wait, there's no mall.
Oh, 16th Street.
There you
had
go.
The summer kickoff over the weekend. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
Because Texnado certainly would.
Right.
And they hit it over the weekend. Now, here's the thing that I saw. Well, I didn't see, actually. I did not see. They never gave it like an estimate of how many people showed up. Did you notice that?
I swear, I feel so stupid on a Monday because I have no idea what happened in the world over the weekend.
All right. Well, we will explain it. 16th Street Mall, big just street celebration, renovation, put, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, billions of dollars, whatever they put into it to revitalize the place, change the image, do it all, you know, and it was a big summer kickoff. Well, they posted it. It went well, they said, but they never said how many people. And I found that a little bit strange. Was it hundreds? Was it thousands? Was it millions? We don't know. Nobody knows. Schmidl's uncle went.
Did. Yeah.
Let Jamie digest this for a minute. Okay. Schmidl's uncle went to the celebration.
Wait, was it all weekend long?
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah. Saturday,
so
Sunday.
What day did he go?
Saturday.
Saturday. Right. And how old's your uncle?
66.
Okay.
67.
I thought he was in poor condition.
No, my dad is the one that's not doing so hot. Yeah. My uncle's doing pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh.
He gets around.
Yeah.
So he went to party, did he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's retired, so he's just looking for something to do.
Nice.
And then he saw that they were having the kickoff thing, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go check this out because 16th Street used to be awesome.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go see it, and then he's...
What was his report?
He said it wasn't fun at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He told me when I was going to paintball, he was like, yeah, man, I'm probably not going to be back here for dinner tonight. So, you know, just, you know, plan on doing your own thing. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I came back from paintball and he was just sitting at the house. I was like, I thought you were going to be down at the kickoff thing. He's like, yeah, it was boring.
Wow.
So he stayed for like 10 minutes.
House.
He was expecting live bands, according to Schmidl. There were no
and
live bands.
He said
bands.
There were like street performers down there, but it wasn't like a straight like live band.
I thought there was going to be live bands. Yeah, I was under the same assumption.
There was like a harmonica guy down there, and there was like people like on the corner, but he said there wasn't like an actual band.
Oh. I would think your uncle would be into the harmonica guy.
Yeah. I would too.
That's his groove right there.
Doesn't he walk around with a tambourine?
just bang it all the time, man.
So lackluster. All right, we have some reactions here. We have some audio here, some reactions of some of the people that went. From what I understand, they had a great time. But again, we never saw how many people actually participated in this.
After 3 years of crippling construction, crowds of people brought new life to 16th Street Saturday.
It's great.
Notice she said crowds of people.
It has a good vibe.
And so it's cool to see kind of this revitalization.
Singing, dancing, and drinking were all a part of the weekend summer kickoff event. In one of the new outdoor drinking zones on Glenarm Place, we met Corey Lopez, who lives in the apartments overlooking the area.
It is so exciting to see the change and the excitement, all the people coming out together.
She says if the city is able to continue to create a fun, safe environment on the former mall, businesses will have a chance chance to bounce back.
I've been watching from up there all the construction and seeing all the frustration, and I feel like it's all just been worth it.
Well, I'm hearing a band in there, Schmidl. No, what the hell?
That's the street performer. They're like on the side. They have speakers and stuff, but it's not like a staged thing.
Will it last?
I mean, I could see if I had an apartment downtown, that would be pretty cool.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
really
so. Cool. And they're trying their best to get that thing going again, you know? So you got to
get
props.
Screwed everybody over with all that construction. I mean, people went out of business.
And they let it get so out of hand. You know, it's hard to regain it when you let it go so far. And they did let it get out of hand. And now the image down there is really bad. And hopefully this thing can turn it around. But they had a big party down there. And it seems like the people that are on this audio, seems like they had a good time. And they're optimistic, you know?
I keep thinking now is a good time to buy a place downtown because right now everybody thinks it's a little sketch, you know, so prices are a little lower.
Yeah, I think so.
And then if it comes back, that would be an amazing place to have.
Then it's a great buy.
Yeah.
But if it goes the other way.
Yeah, then you're screwed. Yep.
Roll the dice.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
It's my new term, sneaky weather.
Sneaky weather, I like it.
Coming out today. We're going to have sneaky weather. Could sneak in here, have some hail, thunderstorms. Don't know yet. It's going to be sneaky though.
Well, it's weird because my pinpoint weather app is different than what she's forecasting.
That's what I mean. Because, I mean, when you listen to the forecast or look at it on your phone, it's all over the place. Some places it's severe.
But it's theirs. It's the pinpoint weather app.
Yeah.
So my future forecast is different than hers, and they're supposed to be married.
Her is Kylie Burst. Now, here's what she's saying.
Severe weather threat today does continue. This should be our last one for a couple of days. Marginal threat here in the metro area, but my biggest concern today is up in northeastern Colorado, where I do have some large hail, gusty winds.
We don't live there, do we, Jamie?
No, we don't live there.
Even an isolated tornado possible.
No.
Going into this afternoon, we've got possibly some light shower activity.
Well, thunderstorms in the afternoon, maybe even ramping up a little bit later on, but it's sneaky weather.
It's sneaky.
And then I'm looking at my feed here, and this is Nine News, somebody completely different. There's a potential for another round of severe afternoon thunderstorms for the metro area.
Whoa. Sneaky.
Sneaking up on you. You gotta watch out.
This is crazy. Crazy.
All right. You didn't see the bees?
I did not see the bees.
All right, let me play the audio first and we'll go from there.
This may seem like a strange situation. A truck carrying about 240 million bees here in the middle.
What? 240 million bees?
Who counted them?
Yeah.
I want to know who counts bees. One, two, three.
That's a good question. How do you count 240 million bees?
In the middle of Whatcom County, but I'm told by local beekeepers and emergency management here in Whatcom County that bees are regularly transported, that these were leased bees going from one place to another. Unfortunately.
They're what?
Leased bees.
What the hell's going on in the bee market?
So the only thing I can guess is that there's a honey farm, maybe, and they're like, dude, we need some more bees. Can you bring them over? We'll lease them.
Yeah, you got some extras. We need some.
For rent.
Isn't there like a bee sanctuary that you can actually rent a hive or something
Hudson
like that?
Hudson Gardens. You can put your own hive.
Remember, he was
going to
do that because he watched Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's right.
Hudson Gardens. You can literally beekeep there and keep a hive there.
So you can get a hive. Where do you buy a hive?
I don't know, but you got to rent. You can rent just like a little parcel on their a little hive at their beehive.
Nice. His Meghan Markle inspired right over there.
I mean, how cool would that be to be like relaxed and just go over there and beekeep for a couple hours?
If I'm around a million bees, I'm not relaxed.
Well, you have on an outfit.
Yeah.
He does anything that requires an outfit.
That's right.
Bees are regularly transported, that these were leased bees going from one place to another. Unfortunately, the truck overturned. And when happened, the hives were crushed. Bees eventually escaped.
You got to figure that if bees are in a wreck, they're pissed.
Well, yeah, because they know they can fly there themselves.
Yeah.
Like, why are you putting me in the... None of us have seatbelts.
You stuck me in a truck. You stuck me in a truck with no seatbelts.
Yeah.
And there I am with 240 people that I hate. Well, other
million.
Bees. Millions, I mean. 240 million that I hate.
Yeah.
And then we have a wreck. Exactly. I'm pissed off that I'm going to sting anybody in my path.
And now there's a bunch of queens, so I'm all confused. Like, there's so many queens there.
Oh, my God. This is like watching RuPaul.
This happened at about 4 o'clock in the morning, so the temperature was much cooler. The bees were more calm. As the sun came out...
The bees were not calm. They were just in a deadly accident. They're not calm. If there's a bunch of queens. Jamie pointed that out. And when you get a bunch of queens together, they're not calm.
And it heated up today here in Whatcom County. The bees got a bit angry, and... I've been stung. My photographer's been stung. Some sheriff's deputies were stung.
Okay, now we're getting to the bottom of this. They are angry.
Why was she out there getting stung? Like, why? Where's her outfit?
Just stay away, yeah.
I think she should sue the television station for having to send her out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wrong.
I mean, that's a job for Jim Hooley.
And if you're that truck driver, you got one job, man. Just don't wreck.
Yeah.
Don't wreck. You got 240 million bees in the back. Don't wreck the truck.
That is crazy. You know, it's weird because you find out all these side businesses that you've never heard of. I didn't know the airline tires were leased.
I didn't either.
Yeah. They lease those tires. They don't even buy them. They lease them from a company.
I wish I could do that for my car.
And like, well, like NASCAR, I think they lease their tires, too, from, like, Goodyear and stuff.
How do you lease them? You use up the tread on them.
Exactly. Who wants to use tires?
That makes no sense to me. What do you do? Resell them?
Well, that's the thing with bees. Who leases bees?
Bees.
It's just so weird.
You would be shocked. And I saw this on one of my feeds or whatever. You'd be shocked at all the trucks going down the road. What's inside the truck?
Yeah.
You would be shocked.
I like it when they load them crooked and they're going down the road sideways a little bit, like because they're load shifted.
You think it's going to tip over?
Yeah, you're like, wow, that was a really bad job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 240 million bees. Odds are they're not going to get them back.
No, I don't think they're coming home.
I would say.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, 50 Cent, known for his longstanding feud with Diddy, took to Instagram to highlight Diddy's past criticisms of Donald Trump because Donald Trump said he'd look at the facts of the case, though no formal appeal has been made about, you know, regarding a pardon or whatever. He said, look, 50 said, look, Donald, he don't like you.
Don't like you. He don't like you.
Well, so don't pardon that guy.
That's going to weigh into it then.
It will.
I wouldn't pardon somebody that doesn't like me.
Man, 50 Cent is on a roll with this P. Diddy thing. He's always hated him, and he is just loving this. Like, loving that he's in this trouble.
All the stuff that he's posting, like the AI of, like, Diddy on the back of a motorcycle holding on to Epstein. Like, that whole thing's been out
there. Yeah, right?
Wow.
Oh, my God. By the way, yesterday... Oh, my God. My kid is funny. So yesterday was my kid's birthday, right? And so all his cousins were wishing him a happy birthday. And of course, my kid. So my nephew said to my son, let's see here. I used all the AI I could, all the power of AI to wish you a happy birthday. And then here's my kid. Assuming you did 5 or so queries, you could have had the electrical equivalence of driving an electric car 50 feet, charging your phone halfway, or toasting a bunch of bread.
Like, say what? What?
Because AI requires so much electricity.
Yeah.
We don't even think about it. So when you ask it and it doesn't do it right, that's what he's talking about, the queries. So if it doesn't fit how you wanted it to look, like say happy birthday to Ralphie and then it didn't do it right, and then you do it again, you're using so much electricity. You have no idea.
I don't have any idea. You can bet on that.
Isn't that nuts, though? Yeah. Just asking it to generate something and then asking it again to fix it.
Where's the electricity being used from?
The computers that are running the AI.
Uh-huh.
From wherever?
Where, like the warehouse that stationed? The computers are in? Yeah.
So you're jacking up the energy over there?
From core. Like, my computer runs on core, right? So every time I ask it to generate something, it's just pulling power. Yeah.
I try to use AI, but I'm really dumb.
They even ask people to stop saying thank you to it.
Yeah.
Because it uses so much power.
Yeah.
So if you're like me, for an example, where I've got it on my phone, but I'll ask it, like, dumb questions, like, where do I live? Things like that. And yeah. So I'm using up a lot of energy for my dumb questions.
So you're part of the problem.
Oh, I got to stop. I got to stop. I didn't realize I'm a problem.
Yeah, you are. And I agree with Schmidl. They said literally don't say thank you because then it generates a response to your thank you. And it's like, don't even say that.
I still say thank you every time, though, because when the robots take over, they're going to remember that I said thank you and they're going to spare my life.
I'll tell you what, those Elon Musk things, whatever they're called, those robots are insane.
They are crazy.
Oh, my God. And, you know, it reminds me of the day, back in the day, when I was a wee one and I went to Magic Mountain and I thought, none of this stuff is ever going to happen. Do you guys remember going to Magic Mountain when you were little for the first time and you're like, it's so futuristic, and now it's a joke?
Yeah.
Like, right?
I'm still amazed by the Roomba. That little bastard all over the house.
Dude, I was on a riding lawnmower for 3 hours on Saturday. Oh my God. And I thought, I want that one that does it by itself.
Oh, the lawnmower one?
Yeah.
There's no way that does a good job.
Why? Roomba does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but what?
It's computer generated.
I know, but you're just going to you're not going to bag the grass clippings?
No, not on 5 acres.
No, you're not. Not if you're at a cabin out by a creek.
I don't see that thing having any power whatsoever.
She's not mowing in downtown Parker.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm not doing cross cuts like Carson. Carson cross cuts.
It would be great for you.
I think so.
For that field?
But my only concern is it just go right into the river. And it's like $2,000 or something.
I think that thing would be so precise. I don't know either.
Get satellite. Our phones. Did you know that you guys probably haven't been off the grid, but our phones now all have satellite.
Yeah. The iPhones. Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you don't. So I have that Garmin, satellite phone, just in case. I don't even need it now. I don't have to pay for that service because T-Mobile has it on your phone, and you can from basically anywhere. You just point your phone, and you can see the satellite in the air, and you pair it.
And he even lets BJ was trying to text you, and it let him know that you're
on satellite
service.
It's insane. They're putting everybody out of business, that damn Garmin. I pay $20 a month for that son of a bitch. Don't even need it. All right, let's hear Happy Gilmore. It dropped the official trailer for Happy Gilmore. Everybody's so excited to see this. It comes out July 25th. Here's number 3.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try. But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of dicks!
How are you going to put Vienna through ballet school?
It's $75,000 a year. That's 4 years. That's 333 grand.
That's terrible math, Johnny. It's 300 grand. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Come on. You got to do it, Dad.
All right, let's go.
It looks really good.
Funny.
If you didn't hear earlier, Carson went golfing over the weekend, inspired by Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
My drive is definitely a slap.
You got to post that so people can see what we're working with here. I mean, talk about keeping his feet planted.
That's the only thing that's planted.
Man, I gave it my all, though.
You did. At least you tried. All right, anyway, man, Schmidl is really, really mad at Todd Chrisley.
I am.
Chrisley.
Because he just seems like he doesn't, think that he did anything wrong. It's like, bro, we literally know through court documents and, you got convicted. Like, how do you think that you didn't do anything wrong? It's crazy.
It's really bad.
I will say, though, I saw a report of a weekend where the FBI looked into these allegations against him years ago and dropped them all. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, go take a look at that. So I don't know what the truth is.
He got convicted.
I have no idea. I know. I got you.
They kind of admitted it on the show that they did some crooked stuff.
Yeah, but look at that they were looked into years ago, and it was all dropped. And then it came back up again. And why, I have no idea.
I don't know what happened. Agree with you, BJ, about one thing, and that is he is missing jail.
He is missing jail. He loved jail.
He did.
He really did.
Todd Chrisley, in my opinion, is I almost said that puffer word.
He's a puffer. Puffer.
And I realized you can't say that on the radio. Oh, that is funny. Anyway, yeah. I've been in conifer for too long. That's how we talk over there. Anyway, so let me just play Todd, and you can decide for yourself. Because
I want to thank first and foremost my Lord and Savior, because that's who got me through it. I want to thank President Trump. I want to thank the administration. I want to thank Alice Johnson. I want to thank every person that has prayed for us, that has stayed in the fight, and that fought for the truth to come out. Even though this pardon has happened, I still was convicted of something that I did not do. It could be you. So I understand the shame that's around it, but I refuse to feed into that because shame is like a cancer that just spreads, and I have no shame.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame. But I wish I was back in the pokey.
Yeah, because that's why they call it the pokey.
The pokey, man. Three squares a day. Woo!
A little hokey pokey.
Yeah, the brotherhood.
Anyway. All right, so we still haven't seen Julie, the wifey.
No. They say she's not going to take her hair back to blonde, though.
Yep, they did say that.
I did see that.
But I think she had Botox, and it takes about, I don't know, a couple weeks, a week. Yeah.
I think she packed on a few pounds in prison.
Oof.
Yeah, I think she might be waiting till she sheds that before she becomes more public, you know?
Oh, okay.
Because when I saw a picture of her,
yeah,
there's only one picture that I know that exists of her being out of prison with her dark hair and everything, uh-huh, and it looks a little heavy.
Her hair?
No. Hair, hips.
Wow!
All that.
Wow.
She looks like she put on a few.
Man.
I don't know how you go to prison and put on weight.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't get that because they say the food sucks.
Yeah. Don't you get a piece of white bread or
something?
Yeah, maybe that's
so.
Why.
Beans and bread.
All right. Anyway, how about those Rockies?
Woo!
Yeah.
We're the best at being the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That is something.
I've made about $100 just betting against them over the last month. I put down $5 on the team that they're playing against, and then I just did that every day for like a month, and now it's $120.
Man, $5. Can you afford that?
Yeah.
Woo.
It's a pretty guaranteed bet.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
When you're not going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd go ahead and do $1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, yeesh. Let's hear. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Elon Musk is called Bono from U2, an idiot and a liar. I don't know what's going on with these two, but I guess Bono was on Joe Rogan, and he said that 200,000 children have died, and 300,000 people overall have died due to the cutbacks. I don't know where he got that, but anyway. He said there's 50,000 tons of food rotting on ships and warehouses in South Africa and Dubai. And Musk said that, I don't even know what you're talking about. You are stupid. And then he put up a clip of South Park titled, "Is Bono the biggest piece of crap in the world?" So they're in a little bit of a beef, I guess. I don't even know where this is all coming from. All I know is that Bono drives me nuts with his like glasses that are shaded.
Yeah, they're prescription though. I hear.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. He has to have them.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, can't see. Blind as a bat.
Well, they're always either like pink or blue or green or
he's
whatever.
Got some yellow ones. Too,
yeah, the yellow ones.
I think they're kind of snazzy myself.
Well, the yellow ones say jaundice to me.
the yellow. I normally just see it in blue.
Yeah.
But, I haven't seen the yellow.
Let's hear. Is there anything else exciting? Lordy, it's literally the most boring day in celebrity gossip ever. Is there anything that you guys want to add?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah,
she's got
right.
the music library that's back, true. And everybody is so excited. The party is on, man.
It is. That is
I don't
exciting.
Know what it cost her, but it had to be a pretty penny to get it all back.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they celebrated. Do you want to hear some amazing audio?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Do we have some?
Yeah.
The money in a bag and a store. That was the last time you ever...
Woo! So exciting! Wow. Isn't it exciting? All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms likely today. maybe some hail.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is June, Second? Second?
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh. Yep. I'll bet the pools were packed over the weekend, too. Oh.
Did you go to your HOA pool, Carson?
We went last weekend, but this weekend, on Saturday,
yeah,
there were so many people there.
Yeah, ours, too.
Yeah.
Well, we can't go to ours, but it was packed over the weekend. And I'm sure Water World, woo, out the door.
Yep, for sure. Big it was time. Nice and warm.
Yeah, did we ever play this Pigeons on a Plane?
I don't think we did.
We talked about it.
Yeah, these pigeons that got loose on a plane. Yeah. Were they stowed away in somebody's overhead? What the hell was going on? Here's the audio.
I went to sit down, and I overheard a passenger come up to the flight attendant who was standing right by where I was.
Okay.
She said, I think there's a pigeon on this plane.
You ready for this? There's a pigeon on the airplane.
There's a pigeon on the airplane, and it won't go away.
Not until we open the door.
That's a first for me. Wow.
Then the pilot got on and said, attention, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wildlife situation on the plane, and this is not something I'm prepared to deal with, so we are summoning folks to come, some crew to come on. And at that point, I pulled my phone out because I think, okay, if it's coming back, I have to try to get some footage of this. This is ridiculous. The woman next to me obviously was quite panicky about it. She said to me, she said, oh, I'm going to need a free wine.
So you can take a bird on a plane?
I had no idea.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know why it would be excluded. Well, I don't know. I've never heard of it
before. You're having a lot of thoughts over there in real time.
I am. I've flown quite a few times. I've never seen a bird on a plane.
Never seen a bird.
Pigeon gets on a plane. Boom, he gets out of his cage. He's flying around pooping on people. You
gotta
figure,
that's
right?
That's the bad part.
Pigeons are nasty.
They are nasty.
Right?
Yeah. What's weird is if you ever go to France, they eat them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
In France, they eat pigeons?
Yeah, no way. It's,
why would you do that?
Listen.
What's wrong with those people?
I did not order it.
Pigeon on a plane here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.